You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pine from Newstalk ZB.
Five or thereabouts, time for our Australian correspondent Adam Peacock out of codesports.com.au and other Australian media platforms. Hello, mate.
Tiny, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Mate, you said like you're out walking. Are you walking the dog?
Yeah, no, I'm out looking for a used car for my children. So, yeah, all the fun things. Looking for a bomb, basically. A bomb of a car, not anything.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, multitasking extraordinaire. All right, well, I won't hold you up from that for too long. A couple of topics I would like to get your take on, though. Steve Smith won't be going to the T20 Cricket World Cup next month. He's been left out of the Australian squad for the first time in a very long time. What's the reaction been to this?
No real surprise. There hasn't been any big blow-ups or anything. Look, the guy's not playing in the IPL. He hasn't played T20. Oh, he played a bit of Big Bash, I think, and not much, but in the past couple of years. So you don't really have much to go on, and there's far more explosive players. And we're looking at an IPL at the moment where, I mean, 220 is almost par for 20 overs. So it's got into the ridiculous areas in terms of scoring rate. So for the balance of the team, I think they've just gone, look, we've got to go with others. We've won a couple of all-rounders. They've gone Stoinis. They've gone Cameron Green. They've left out Jake Fraser-McGurk, who is a young player who's, you know, his strike rate sometimes in the IPL has been 300. So, Steve Smith left out, no huge surprise, and that's probably the end of him T20-wise, but certainly he's got a bit more to give test-wise.
Did I say David Warner's still there, is he? He's still in the mix?
Yeah, he'll probably open, or he'll certainly be in the frame to open. So, yeah, he's still liked because of, yeah, well, we all know how David Warner goes about his business in terms of scoring, right? So, yeah, he's very much in the mix. But it's a pretty old team. It's a team for now. It's, a lot of them over the age of 30, so they've got a lot of experience, and they reckon that's going to carry them through over there in the Caribbean and the US.
Sound like you're talking about our team. That's a very similar theme over here.
Well, I kind of scratch my head sometimes when people go, oh, you've got to build for the future with international teams, be it whatever sport, rugby union, cricket. We had Eddie Jones with the Wallabies saying, oh, we've got to build for the future. What, at a World Cup, you've got to build for the future? No, you pick the best available and see where that takes you, and you've got 4 years to sort it out before the next World Cup. So I kind of back it. I don't mind not looking to the future with a group of players who can get the job done now.
Let's go to the NRL. South Sydney jumping to the front of the queue for Wayne Bennett's coaching services. They've sacked their coach, Jason Demetriou, after a dreadful start to the season. Is Wayne Bennett headed back to the Rabbitohs next year, do you think?
Oh, I think so, but I think even Wayne might underestimate the size of the task there. But they're horrible. They're going to end up with the spoon the way they're going. And just this morning it came out over here in Oz that Cam Murray, they're very good forward, probably their best forward, he's going to be out for 8 weeks with a hip flexor injury. They've got another couple of injuries that they picked up the other night to backup players. They get Latrell Mitchell back next week, but they're all over the shop at the moment, South Sydney. So, yeah, Wayne's the man. It looks like he'll be headed back there. South want him. He likes the thought of going back there. He had a stint there a few years ago. Didn't win a premiership, but got close. It looks like the match, but it's a big, big job that might even be beyond the legend that is Wayne Bennett.
Don't you reckon at some point he might just say, you know what, I'm getting a bit older now. I can do without the pressure.
No. Wayne loves coaching, and Wayne also is pretty keen on money. So weigh the two up, and he'll get a good deal for himself. The coaching's the thing. He's still got that buzz. He still gets that kind of enthusiasm to kind of help young blokes be who they can be as footy players and people as well. So he doesn't want to give that up. And it's the old one, I should become a director of coaching. Well, that's not Wayne. He likes that day-to-day approach. So, yeah, he'll keep going for as long as people want him to keep going, and job offers come in. It looks like he's got one on right in front of him.
Indeed. And to the A-League, the Central Coast Mariners have denied Wellington Phoenix their first ever A-League football silverware. They won the Premier's Plate during the week. This is quite the story, isn't it? I mean, aside from the fact that over here we would have liked the Phoenix to have won that piece of silverware, It's quite the story what the Mariners have achieved.
Oh, it's incredible. And the Knicks are a close second, not only on the ladder, but in terms of how incredible their story has been this year, and Chiefy doing what he's done over there and playing great football, carrying on from Luffy Talay, who's now starting to turn Sydney FC around. I reckon they're a real threat if they get through this elimination final today. But Central Coast, like, they lost their first four games. New coach, Nick Montgomery, leaves on the eve of the season. Stack of player turnover, which is always going to be the case with the model that they've got. They want to develop and then sell to keep themselves sustainable. Talked to the owner, Richard Peel, the other day, and nothing's going to change there. And now they're over in Amman, about to take on the Lebanese side for the AFC Cup final, which is basically Asia's version of the Europa League. It's just amazing on every front what they've been able to do. And I sent Matt Simon a message the other day, their director of football. I don't know what he does. He does everything from put the cones out to organise flights and everything like that, and then recruit players. Said, congratulations, mate. He put back, yeah, thanks, mate, 1 of 3. So they're after the AFC Cup and they're after the grand final as well. So that's how hungry they are. So great club, doing great things. Should be a great final series as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it over here as well. Lots to play. Yeah, a couple of elimination finals, as you say, today and tomorrow, then home and away semis. Yeah, they've already sold a truckload of tickets for the home leg of the Phoenix's semi-final in a couple of weeks, mate. You should take an opportunity to come over and sample some of the coffee of Wellington. You can stay at my place if you like.
Have you got any good golf courses over there as well?
Mate, don't you worry about that. You'd probably miss the game if there was a decent game of golf on offer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, mate, I'll let you get back to the car shopping. Always great catching up, mate. We'll do it again next Saturday. Yeah.
Probably rules me out of a trip to Wellington, I dare say.
I think you're probably right.
Bloody car. Anyway.
I think you're right.
Oh, sorry. Wasn't going to say that. Thanks,
Bonnie. Thanks, mate. I love it. Adam Peacock, our regular Australian correspondent, out and about looking for cars, but also able to chat sport with us as he does every Saturday about this time.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pyne, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.